Congress recently loosened rules governing how schools across the country must use standardized tests. As WYPR's Rachel Bay reports, some Maryland lawmakers are hoping to take advantage of the changes by limiting the time students spend filling in bubbles.
For students like Clarksburg High School senior Angie Seliyama, standardized tests mean a disruption of the normal school routine. On the first day of testing, she missed all her classes for the first half of the day and had substitute teachers for the rest of the day.
For those next 2 weeks, I think it was like on average 3 or 4 teachers were missing. And during that time, we were doing final exam stuff. So it was like you couldn't really prepare for final exams because your teacher wasn't in class.
Seliyama spoke on a panel hosted last month by the Teachers Union, the Maryland State Education Association. The group hopes to convince state lawmakers to pass a bill limiting standardized testing to just 2% of classroom time when they return to Annapolis this week. Legislative Director Sean Johnson.
That's about 21 and a half hours of testing. Based on federal mandated testing now, there's about 8 to 9.5 hours of federal mandated testing. And then there would be the additional state and local testing that is important to occur, but not to the level of over-testing that we see now.
In some districts, students spend more than 30 hours taking locally required standardized tests. State data shows that fifth graders in Dorchester County will spend more than 50 hours taking required tests this school year. Senator Richard Madalino, a Montgomery County Democrat, says the real problem with the time the tests consume is that they disrupt the school day.
If the way the process works, that you wind up having to have a gym teacher proctor all of the assessments in the elementary school, that means potentially for every kid for several grades, they don't have PE for 5 or 6 weeks.
Because of the new federal law passed last month, Madalino said he expects to see a number of testing-related measures in Annapolis in the coming weeks.
I think we're going to be looking at a variety of things. How much time is spent on testing? Who has to administer the tests? How many tests are provided every year or so? And can we innovate?
And a handful of lawmakers from both sides of the aisle have started pitching ideas. Senator J.B. Jennings, a Republican from Harford and Baltimore counties, is considering a measure eliminating a test given to kindergartners. The bill failed last year. Officials worried it didn't meet federal requirements. But now that the requirements have changed, Jennings can try again. And Delegate Eric Ebersole, a Democrat from Baltimore and Howard counties, said he helped draft 3 bills related to testing.
One was about the percentage of hours per year, 2% rule. Another one is a bill to require school systems to notify parents when there's testing taking place. The third bill had to do with limiting test results for teacher evaluation.
A state commission is studying the testing issue and is expected to release policy recommendations by July. The chair of the group is Christopher Berry, the principal at James Hubert Blake High School in Montgomery County. The commission may recommend cutting back on time spent taking tests, but Berry warns against eliminating standardized tests entirely.
There's a reason why a lot of assessments came into being in the first place, and I think the purpose of the commission, or one of them, is to sort out, okay, what are we looking at now? What opportunities do we have with the new federal law?
The group's next meeting is this afternoon in Annapolis. I'm Rachel Bay for 88.1 WYPR.